I'm opening a Pilates studio here in Rochester. I literally can't even explain how excited I am. Oh, hey, I'm going to rearrange plans so that I cannot miss my Pilates class. Pilates was created. It was created in World War I by a man named Joseph Pilates. People don't even realize that when you're opening a business, the risk it takes.
What is one really good piece of advice that you would give to somebody who is just starting out in business?
You won't be successful if you're...
Welcome to the Real Growth Podcast. I am Justin, and this week we're here with Avery, who's bringing in a really cool new business into our market, and I can't wait to talk about it. Avery, can you please tell us a little bit about who you are and what business are you bringing to Rochester?
Absolutely. As Justin said, my name's Avery. I recently moved to Rochester in January, but I grew up in the Midwest. I moved back to the area after 5 years spent in Phoenix. I'm so excited to announce that I'm opening a Pilates studio here in Rochester. I literally can't even explain how excited I am. Like, you know this. It's been a long, long journey. But Revive Pilates Co. is very soon to open, which I'm so excited about. And it's actually here at the Sarah Place location. It's going to be a reformer-based Pilates studio. Of course, we also are having our private lessons where we have our Cadillac, our chair. Everything in the Pilates repertoire we're going to have, which I'm so excited about. And I think it's something that truly Rochester hasn't been able to see yet. And it's just, oh, I'm just so excited about it.
And it's been so much fun, honestly, like working with you and seeing this whole growth. And we'll talk about all of that. But we have one thing that we have to smash here first. Before I even met you and learned about Pilates, I just thought only women do Pilates. And I know you hate that. So please smash that, destroy it, take that stigma away.
Yeah, so Pilates was actually created by a man. So when Pilates was created, it was created in World War I by a man named Joseph Pilates. And he was in World War I, and he was in the infirmaries with a lot of the wounded soldiers. And so the way it was created, he named it Contrology, was that he actually removed bed springs from hospital beds to rehabilitate injured soldiers. From there, he continued to just develop what became Contrology. He then emigrated to the U.S., and once he passed away, it became known as Pilates. But it's not meant for just women, which is so funny because obviously on social media nowadays, you see Pilates Princess and everything, but like Pilates is truly meant for every single person and every single body because it can be used as rehabilitation. And you see now, like, I don't know if you've paid attention, but like NFL players out there are actually using Pilates as rehab to help with their on-field game, as well as like kind of put their bodies back into the way it should be out of the field. So it's really just meant for every single person.
I think you told me one time you have a football player, a pretty big football player. Does Pilates to stay in shape,
and like
right?
I have had some private clients who are ex-NHL players. I have some friends who work with NFL players. You've got MLB players doing it. It really is meant for the guys just as much as it is for the girls.
I'm excited for when you open this, that we're all going to have to go down there. The entire office has to go down there and just try it out once.
I'm so excited for you guys to come in because it's not easy. But it's meant to not be easy, but it's obtainable. And I think that's like so many people get frustrated when it comes to working out and putting effort into your body and like making it healthy, that they're just like, it's too hard. I don't want to do it. But the way our studio is going to be set up is that there's really modifications and progressions for every single person. So whether it is your first time ever seeing a Pilates reformer or it's your 2000th class, you're going to find exactly what you need for your body, which I think is going to be just, I'm just so excited about it. I've said that so many times, but like that's
you
like,
should be excited about it. This is
like
exciting.
The joy that it brings me because I love Pilates so much, right? Like it's changed my life. I was introduced to it over 10 years ago. But it's so great that I'm like, I want to share that with other people, whether it's their first time or again, their 2000th class, they're going to find something that they love about it. And I think that's just going to be great.
Well, let's take a step back and talk about that. You were just saying that you were introduced to it 10 years ago. Yeah. So tell us, like, what is your draw to Pilates? What's bringing you into this? I know you're passionate about it, but tell us, like, what is your passion about it?
So I was actually introduced to it through a physical therapist. And so I had been injured in high school and was taken out of sports. I wasn't able to play basketball, soccer, tennis, or anything because my injuries just weren't healing. And my physical therapist was like, you know, yoga is actually not great for rehab. And so she was like, have you ever heard of Pilates? And I was like, no, like, did you say pie and lattes? Like, what are you talking about? And she had a reformer and she put me on it. And I just immediately felt, I was like, wait, this is so cool. And she was so sweet. She was based in Eau Claire. And she probably doesn't even know this, right? Like, I haven't talked to her in like, probably 10 years, but she really like ignited that passion for Pilates. And we didn't have Pilates studios, reformers, anything in Eau Claire. And she let me come in and use her reformer whenever I wanted.
That's awesome.
And so I would drive, and that started me driving up to Woodbury from Eau Claire and, you know, into St. Paul, because I didn't have Pilates near me, but I was able to find teachers that would give me private lessons. And then when I moved to Phoenix, Pilates is everywhere, right? I mean, it was almost as meant, there's almost as many Pilates studios, I feel, as there are McDonald's. Wow. It was like, they're just like everywhere. And so it was so easy to just like dive into the culture of Pilates. And I have, you know, have had injuries. I have POTS. So when I change positions, I can pass out. And I can be a real big risk when I'm working out. You know, I can't go hiking in Phoenix anymore because if I fall 6 miles out, you know, that could be dangerous. But Pilates, like, gave me that workout back while also being safe. And that, I think, is just one of those things where I'm like, no, like, it is for every single person. And there's always a modification to make it more accessible to you, whether it's a private training lesson or a group class. And so that's why I just love Pilates so much, because it lets me be active. It clears my mind. It helps me connect with my breathing and my body, because it's really a mind-body connection. It's not just, you're not going into a class or sitting on the reformer and thinking about everything you have to do at work. You're not thinking about the stress of, you know, whatever it is, your package came late, you know, your bills are due. There's nothing that you're thinking about other than that mind-body connection of your breath and the movement you're doing for that 50 minutes.
Yeah, I would say that you're also giving people something that they're not really used to. When I go work out at the gym, that one time I did, you go there and like you're lifting weights or whatever, and it's easy in between reps to just go look at my phone and do something on it real quick, right? So I feel like it's kind of hard to like be truly in the moment and focus only on your workout. But you're doing something where your whole body is moving and you have to truly be there. Yeah. So like it's a mental break that you're giving to people by letting them come and do this class for an hour, you know?
And that's, I think a lot of people get discouraged when it comes to things like that, whether, oh, I am being distracted by my phone or I'm not seeing results. And so Joseph Pilates, he said this years ago, he said in 10 classes, in 10 sessions, you'll feel a difference. In 20 sessions, you'll see a difference. In 30 sessions, you'll have a whole new body. And I think that just kind of gives hope to people that it's not a one and done kind of thing. Like when you're putting your health first, it's not, hey, I'm going to take one vitamin or do one workout and I'm good for the next 2 years. Like it is a continuous push. And it does change your life when you do dedicate that time to do it. And so I think those, you know, 50-minute classes, or if it's an hour-long private session, I think people are really going to find themselves surprised of like, oh, hey, I'm going to rearrange plans so that I can not miss my Pilates class.
Right. Yeah, that's awesome.
I mean, I have friends, I have clients who text me that now. They're like, I literally just told someone I'm not going on a date with them until later on, so I don't have to cancel my Pilates class. And I'm like, as you should. It's important.
That is. It is important, truly, to take care of your body. Yeah. And you're bringing something to others that they get to do that. Mm-hmm. So that's cool. Now, we've kind of talked about like your passion and like what Pilates is, but what's making you feel like this is the time to start your own business? Because that's a big jump, because you were working for a different company and now you're starting your own business, and that is That's not a small feat.
It's so scary. I'm not going to lie. It was, you know, I talked to so many different people about it. And like, it was, I was at a point in time where I was like, man, I just, you know, I don't know what I want to do. I was kind of figuring out, I was still teaching, I was teaching Pilates, but I was doing other things job wise. And I was like, I just don't know what I want to do next. And my boyfriend was like, you've always talked about a Pilates studio. Maybe now's the time. And I literally shot him down. I was like, nope, can't do it. It's too expensive. It's too this. I was coming up with all these excuses. And then I sat down and I was like, wait, but like, if not now, when? And I was like, why am I pushing this off? Because there's never going to be the right time to open a business because there's always going to be the risks.
Right.
And it was just finally, I was like, you know what? I think it's worth the risk. And so that's, I guess that's why now. And I just am continuously amazed and feel very like blessed and excited that the doors keep opening. It was like things just kept aligning the more I pushed because it was like I wanted it so much that nothing was going to scare me away from it. And that was even like I worked with the SBDC downtown. And he, when I walked in for the first time, because we were going to work through financial projections and be like, he goes, my goal is to either scare you away from this that you never want to see me again, or you are going to be even more in love with what you're doing. And I was like, okay. So he went and I know I looked like a deer caught in the headlights as he's talking to me because like, obviously I'm 26. I've never opened a business before. I don't know what half of this entails, but I know I'm passionate about what Pilates is and I want to bring it to as many people as possible. And he goes through his whole spiel. He goes, so you want to leave? I was like, no. I was like, I'm here to stay. He goes, okay, let's keep working. And that's, you know, that was the starting point. And it's been that every single day, it has been a decision to be like, I've cried so much. I'm not going to lie. But I think that's like, people don't even realize that when you're opening a business, the risk it takes, the hours and hours of work it takes. And so it is something that I'm like, I have to choose in and out every day, but the amount of support from like the community and my family and my friends, I'm like, absolutely. This is like the right time. I couldn't imagine another time doing it, but now.
Right. And first, let's take a step back and just think about how cool it is. You said you're 26 and you're starting your own business. There's not a ton of mid 20-year-olds that are starting their own business. So like that is something to celebrate just in itself, yeah, you know, like that's exciting. And I think that like what you said is there's never going to be the right time.
Yeah.
And it is truly terrifying to start your own business or do your own thing because now, instead of just doing the thing that you love and you're getting to go teach class and bring that to others, you have a ton of other things to focus on. The bookkeeping, yes. The staffing, the hours, the marketing. You're all those positions now. So how are you kind of navigating that?
It's a lot of navigation. I do not have it figured out. I have a lot of people that are like, please let us help you with whatever you need. Like they're even like, if you need us to come paint the studio, we will come paint the studio for you. Like if we need to bring you food, we'll bring you food. It's a lot of late nights. It's a lot of early mornings. And it's finding that balance of like, when I do get overwhelmed with like figuring out the finances of stuff or figuring out, you know, even the tile selection I want for the studio, like all of the things that like, you're like, wait, that stuff I have to worry about. Like that was, we have an app that will be used for the scheduling and for booking and everything, which I'm super excited about.
Did you build that?
I'm working with another company to build the app. So it's a website. So I completely did a website by myself. I had someone help me with the app and the scheduling and everything, but like, did you know that you have to create developer accounts for like Apple and Google and go through like all these extra steps and fees to be able to have an app on the app stores?
Oh,
like,
sure.
It's like little things like that that probably seem like, hey, I should know that. But like until you get into it, you're like, wait, I had no idea. And so it's those little things that I'm like, man, okay. But when I get overwhelmed with it, it is just kind of a, okay, step back because like, this is what I've like asked for and prayed for over the last like 6-7 months of like actively working for it. But like the years of like this being a dream and I'm like, wait, I'm like in it right now. Like I can't take that for granted. Like even though I'm overwhelmed, like how amazing is it that like it continues to like grow and I'm actually here where I'm going to be opening my own studio, which is just insane.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
And I think it's fun to think about this. I've heard an expression before with something like, make your young self happy and proud of yourself.
Yeah.
And like Would you imagine at 7, 8, 9 years old that you're going to be opening your own Pilates studio or your own business for that matter?
That's like even with what I was doing, like, you know, I transferred with a job from Phoenix to Minnesota. And like, so even a year ago, I was working for them. And like, yeah, in the back of my mind, I'm like, I love teaching Pilates. I love Pilates as a whole. And it'd be amazing to open a, you know, a studio. But at the same time, it's like, it's probably never going to happen, you know, that kind of thing. And it's like, wait, like I'm doing this. We talked about it earlier, but I just feel so underqualified to even be here and talk with you. And I know we talked about it being imposter syndrome.
Exactly.
But it is, it's like there's this constant, you know, need to learn more and feel like I don't know enough because there is so much more to learn. And so I do feel underqualified to be 26 and opening a business because I'm like, man, like, are people going to want to like come learn from me?
Yes, because you're right in that demographic where people want this.
Exactly. And and it's like, man, like when you have passion, and that's like, you can ask any of the clients I have, they will say I'm passionate about what I do. I truly love teaching Pilates. Like it is finding that little, like all of a sudden a switch just flips and you're like, that makes sense. Oh, I feel that. This is amazing. Like, that's what I live for, teaching these classes. And so it's like, I know that because the passion is there and I'm willing to learn, I'm not underqualified, even though like part of me wants to be like, oh, you're underqualified. You shouldn't be talking about this or doing this. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. Yeah. So let's jump in though and talk about your business plan, right? So like that's another big part of it. What are you doing to get people in the door? What are you doing to keep people here for a long time and like keep things interesting? Yeah. You've told me a bunch of these and I think they're awesome. And so just share a little bit about that.
The way that like you and everyone else who's dealt with me must be annoyed with me at some point because I can't stop talking about it, right? Because it makes me so excited. But yeah, I mean, the sake of ease of having an app is one thing that I think will easily keep people coming back because it's like, hey, reminder that you have class in an hour. Perfect. Mm-hmm. I want people to come in and I want them to feel like they belong there and I want them to know each other's names and have that community, not just inside the Revive studio, but outside of the studio. And so I think doing community events in and out of the studio, I think is going to be that like really key factor to creating one, a community of belonging, but also really support Revive as a whole. So I'm super excited about things like that.
Yeah, I think that's really awesome. We've talked about you doing the community outreach and stuff, and I think that's really cool. One, it just gets your name out there a lot more. People learn more about you. Two is it's just awesome to get involved with the community. Yeah. But then I feel like it's a good way to really spread your name out there because people are going to take video and be like, hey, look at this cool thing. And like you spread your name.
Well, and that's just it. Like I still, some of my best friends that I met in Phoenix at the Pilates studios I was at there is because of events and of learning each other's names. Because all of a sudden you're like, wait, this girl's at a Pilates class at 11 a.m. on a Tuesday. Why? Like I'm there at 11. Wait, why am I here? And it's like all of a sudden you see each other every single day for the next 3 weeks. And it's like, hey, my name is Avery. And all of a sudden it's like, do you want to go get coffee? And like, that's what I'm so excited about being in this area where the studio is at the Sarah Place location, because like you have options like Crisp and Green and like you can go to Target because it's not that far away. You know, there's these things where it's like, it's kind of like a landing zone for connection where then it's going to spread out further, which I think will be so like unique and fun. And I'm also excited with like the design aspect. I have an amazing interior designer helping me with bring my vision to life really. And I think it's going to be such a beautiful space that people are going to want to take photos and videos while they're in there and be like, you guys should come here, like putting it on their Instagram story or their Snapchat story or Facebook and being like, this is such like a reviving place for your soul and your heart and your body. Like you guys need to come too.
I see what you did there with the name. I know. I love it.
I know. But I truly believe that, right? Is like, I want it to feel that way that people are like, no, I don't, it's not even just a want, it's a need to go because they feel like they belong and they've created friends and it helps them both in the studio and outside the studio. So I think it'll be good.
There's two things that you mentioned in there that I want to talk about. When you talked about the interior design and that, what that looks like, but then also kind of location and where you are.
Yeah.
So let's talk about, let's kind of switch it to the real estate side of things. This is an entirely new part for you. For me. And I think there's a lot of steps with it that it's like you're just learning as you go. So tell us about, let's just talk about location and real estate first. Like, how many different places did you look at? What were you looking for? Like, let's go over some of that.
First of all, thank you for being so patient with me because I feel like I either sent you so many locations or we looked at so many locations. I mean, we looked all over the city. We truly did. And we looked at so many different options in different locations and different styles and things. And I mean, ultimately, and I think you'd probably agree with me, any location we looked at would have worked. Like, we could have made it work. But what I wanted was that feeling of like, this is it. Like, when you know, you know. You hear people say that, but it was like, when we walked into the Sarah Place location, it was like, maybe we should look somewhere else. And then it was like, no, nothing's going to hold a candle.
I think we did look at another one, but it was like, so lackluster.
Yeah, you know? It was like, man, like, maybe this isn't right. No, like, this isn't right. And then it was like, everything else just paled in comparison. And, it, you know, it hit all the things. It was an open space that, you know, gave me space to grow, not just in our first year, but year 5, 6, 7, and 8. It had amazing natural light, which I'm so excited about because I don't want people to come in and feel like it's a dungeon.
Right.
Which is, you know, is hard. And then it's such a safe area. It's one of the fastest growing areas in all of Rochester. And I think that's really going to be to our benefit of like, hey, there's the walking trail. You guys have the new building being built right behind this current building.
Right.
Like, it's going to be kind of that new epicenter, I feel, and it's going to be such a great place and a great community to be a part of, which I think was also a drawing aspect. And then, of course, because it's me too, parking. I was like, yes. I need easy parking. I was like, I'm not going to deal with street parking. I, you know, like, our classes run as early as 5 a.m. and will run as late as being done at 9 p.m., and like, I'm like, again, I'm 26. Like, I have a dad who's like, are you safe? Like, going out at night by yourself like that? And so I never wanted safety to be an issue because I will have a lot of young females, but I'll also have older women or even men too. And it's like, I want you to never feel like safety's an issue or compromise it because you want to come to a Pilates class. So, I mean, it really does. This location just checked everything I was looking for and more.
See, and I can tell that about you working with you in the past and everything, and I hope others can feel that as well, is like, you really are thinking not just about, yeah, we want to put a business here and I want my business to be successful. Yeah. You're thinking about your clients and where they're going to be, and you want them to be safe and feel comfortable.
Yeah.
And oh, like, that is super important.
Yeah.
And I don't think people see that when they come into the business, that you put all that thought right into it as well.
I mean, it's not like it was a, hey, 2 days ago I decided I want to open a studio and I already signed a lease. I know nothing about the area or any plans of anything. Like, it is like, there has been so much time and intention. I mean, from just every little aspect of it, like everything I just listed, like, those were all thought out things. And I'm like, looking at it as a client's perspective. I'm looking at it as a business owner's perspective. I'm looking at it as an employer because I'm going to have other people coming and working for me. And I'm looking at it too as like, hey, I'm also going to be a client. Like, I'm going to come and take classes from my other teachers. Like, where would I want to go? And, you know, I think that was nice to have that experience of studios both all over Minnesota and all over Arizona and being like, oh, what was it that I liked about this? And what did I not like? And then, like, talking to other people, like, I know we talked about that too, of like, hey, where do you think people would be more willing to drive to? Like, where's kind of that draw? Mm-hmm. And I think that was really beneficial too, to really like put yourself in other people's shoes and like ask for opinions, because it was like, yeah, okay, maybe my opinion's the most important at the end of the day, but at the same time, it's the clients. Like, it really is, because I don't have a business if I don't have people that come.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I really like what you said there, going back about putting yourself in the client's shoes, yeah, or really thinking from their different perspective,
yeah,
so that you can build off of, right, that. So in building off of that, mm-hmm, even, let's talk about the interior design and that. So how are you going about this? Because it's a lot. Like you said, you have essentially white boxes, what we call it in real, yeah, estate. It's just white walls and a concrete floor. And how do you design all that? There's so much to doing.
Yeah, it's overwhelming because you could take it in so many different directions, right? And I, like, before I even had a name for the studio and, like, the brand itself, right? It's I knew what I wanted it to look like. It was just, it just, I mean, when you've been thinking about it for years of like, hey, this could maybe be a potential. It's kind of like, you know, the little girl being like, this is my dream wedding. Like, you know, like planning for years and years, or like your dream house kind of thing. And that's what this is. But it was still like, now that it was like down to the nitty gritty of like, oh, I actually have to make decisions. You're like, okay, is this the right thing? But I wanted it to be warm and inviting, but I didn't want it to be the same as everything else. And so we're gonna have a really fun, like almost like desert hue wall color. We're gonna have light blonde floors. We have an entire wall of mirrors so people can check their alignment and their technique and that they can see me no matter where I am in the studio. And it's gonna be bright. Obviously there's so much natural light. And I think it's just gonna be really warm and inviting, which I'm excited about.
Well, and in your plans too, you're working with that natural light because you're putting in a wall, right?
Yeah. But it's
all windows.
It's all glass.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was, I'm actually so excited about that. It was something that I was like, man, like I could just keep it simple and do like a vestibule type thing and like make sure that people aren't cold, or like, I guess I could put a wall in that like blocks half of the natural light away. But I was like, that kind of takes away from the fact that like, the space I was looking for, I wanted natural light. And so we have this beautiful all glass wall that will separate like our front entryway from the actual studio space, but not take away the light. And I'm actually like, I think that's probably one of the things I'm most excited about, because I think it's just going to be beautiful.
Yeah, I think that I personally love natural light, and I think that that's going to make a big difference. You could have gone to like a spot, like you said, we could have made this work anywhere.
Right.
But you also want to be happy and proud about it. And I think this location really provides that. So come check it out, people. It's awesome. It's going to be awesome in there. I can't wait to see it. But then the other thing with this too is finding the right person to work with for the interior design, and having someone that can kind of understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
I know that we worked with a couple different companies as far as build out options. But really there was one that we worked with that was like, he can see what we're going for.
Right.
And like, you did really well. You had all your stuff laid out. So walk us through just that process of working with a contractor to build out the space.
Well, once again, this comes with that imposter syndrome of like, I haven't done this before. Like, and you know, there's a lot of people who have done this for years and years and years. Like, this is their job to build out spaces and make them beautiful and just all the things. And when you come in, it's like, okay, they could probably give me their opinions and I could be like, I don't know. What do you think? But I was like, I think that'd be a disservice to me and the clients and the studio space as a whole if I didn't put my heart and soul into like picking everything out from, you know, the flooring to the paint colors to the size of the baseboards and everything. And I know that the plans I came in with that I had, I'm like, there's going to be some people that are like, this is not possible. You know, like this is just not the right deal. And when we found the person that, you know, was like, oh yeah, this is great. Like, and had that open conversation with me of like, this is what we could do, or we could do it this way to make it better here, and kind of work with me, but never like diminish the ideas I wanted. And so that's been fantastic because I've never once like second guessed it or questioned it. And it's just been fantastic to work with because it is so nice to see like my vision cared for by someone else.
Right.
You know, like it's not like it's being diminished or, you know, set aside. It's like, no. Like, yeah, we see what you want to do. We got you. And it's cool to have people come alongside you and support you rather than just take over, if that makes sense.
Right. Yes. And I'm so glad that we found the individual that we did to work with them and building this out. It's kind of crazy when you think about this, how many people you work with just in the beginning to get your business going. We've real estate agents, a contractor, you're working with someone to develop your app.
Yeah.
You're working with a sign person and like
the city,
small business loan, which we didn't even cover yet. You can go over that, but there's just so many people and like you haven't even opened doors yet. It's just unreal.
Like, you know, that would be something that like, if anyone is opening a business, like it is overwhelming how many people you have to talk with, as well as like the timelines of everything. Everything has taken so much longer than, you know, you think it's going to. Like, it's everything's working out in the time that it should, and I believe that. Like, I'm very grateful I've had the time to develop everything, but it takes a long time, and there's so many moving parts of people to talk to. But I will say, every single person that I have worked with, whether it's you know, the bank, the SBA, contractors, like anything with that, everyone has been so kind and they have been so helpful. And once again, even though I have, you know, you have that imposter syndrome in a lot of ways, I have never once been looked at or talked to like I'm stupid. And I think that's something to say about the community in Rochester itself, because everyone, for the most part, besides like my app developer, is local. And I'm like, that's really cool to
that's
see.
That's cool,
like,
that you're keeping it local.
Yeah,
I love
yeah.
That.
So I know. I'm so excited. That's like, I even reached out to some people for like merch and things like that. And it's all local. And like the interior designer, the contractor, like everyone's local to Rochester. And like I said, I want to build a community. And to build a community, you need to have those people, those pillars that are also willing to be part of your community. And so I was like, it just doesn't make sense to go anywhere else but Rochester. And so it's been, there's just so much, you know, like I can't even begin to explain truly, like without talking for days on end of like how many people you have to talk with and how many back and forth emails. Oh, hey, let me loop this person in for this, or like phone calls and text messages. It's a lot, but it is just, everyone's just committed to making it exactly what I want it to be, which I'm just so thankful for.
Yeah. And you know, one thing I'll say too, that you've been doing really well with, and I think anyone who's looking to start a business should consider, is just ask the questions. Ask all the questions, and you've done so wonderful with that. And I can recall an email where you said, maybe it's a stupid question. No, there is no stupid questions. You're starting a business. People don't, you don't learn this in school.
I was literally going to say, I was like, I know I've sent you emails and even texts of like, this may be a stupid question. And then you're like, no, there's not a stupid question. I'm like, how am I supposed to know when I've never done it before?
You don't know. And I think it's important for people to realize you don't know this until you start.
And that's like tying it back into Pilates. Like that's like, I don't expect people to come into my studio and know everything there is about Pilates. Like you, there are no dumb questions of learning how to do something. Like I would so much rather you ask and me give you the time to be able to explain it than for you to just assume you know everything and then like feel like, oh, I didn't get anything out of this. And like, you have been so great with that. The contractors have been so great with that. The bank, the SBA, like jumping through all those hoops. Like no, again, no one has ever made me feel stupid, even when I'm like, this might be a dumb question. And it's like those answers to those questions have just helped me solidify a stronger business plan and hopefully a stronger studio in the long run.
Yeah, absolutely. You're setting a good foundation right away.
Yeah.
My last question for you, and I like to ask this everyone, I know we were talking a little bit about imposter syndrome, but you still have advice that you can give people. So what is one really good piece of advice that you would give to somebody who is just starting out in business?
You won't be successful if you're not passionate about it. It can make you all the money in the world, and you could think you have the best business plan, but if you don't live and breathe doing it, it's not going to be successful. And I think people will see that. Like, I could have gone and tried to open a dental practice, you know, like that's such a bad example, but like,
but it's not, I get
it. But you get what I'm saying. I have no desire for anything dentistry or even like medical, you know, I'm like, we're in Mayo, we're in, you know, the city of Mayo. And there are so many dedicated nurses and doctors who get up and do long shifts or they do night shifts, but that's what they love. That's not me. And that's for anyone. Like, you have to truly be passionate about what you do. And that's, I know you had mentioned earlier, like there's so much that you're going to have to balance with also teaching. And I'm like, but that's worth it to me because I'm so passionate about being able to teach and share Pilates. And I think that's for anyone and everyone starting a business. If you don't care about it, people are going to see you don't care about it. And that's just not going to set you up. You know, it's going to set you up for failure, basically. And so my biggest piece of advice is, if you are not passionate about it and want to do it day in, day out, even if you weren't paid for it, you got to find something else. So, yeah.
I have asked that question many times, and I think that is my favorite answer by far. That is really cool. I love that. You're right. The passion will carry you a lot further.
It will.
Right. Even on the days where you're like, I'm not making money, I'm not getting this successful. You know, like,
There are risks. And like I said earlier, I was like, I've cried a lot through this. I'm just an emotional person to start. But like, things are hard. And there's been a lot of times that I'm like, it would be easier to not do this before I signed a lease, before I, you know, signed the loan, like all of these things. Like, I could have turned away from it then. But it was like, no, like, I'm doing this for a reason because I love this. It's not about the financial gain. It's about creating the community and sharing Pilates. And that's kind of what is driving me. And I think people will see that when they step into the studio is like, wow, like, there's a lot of care put into this, from, you know, the meaning of the logo to the colors of the floor to like your memberships, like all of the things are handled with such care. And if you can't do that in your business, you're doing it for the wrong reasons. So yeah, that's my biggest piece of advice.
Well, that is awesome. And I want to thank you, or first I want to congratulate you on just all your success. And I'm excited to see where this goes when you get your doors open. We're going to go down and check out the space here soon. They already got some of the work going in it, but congratulations on what you've done so far. And it'll be exciting to see this grow. So if you are in the Rochester area, please come check out Revive Pilates. Yeah. It's going to be fantastic. I can tell already. So
thank you. I'm so excited. I know I've said that so many times, but yeah.
Well, you should be excited. It's an exciting time. So yes, please come check out Revive Pilates right here, right off of West Circle Drive, Northwest Rochester here. And it's going to be awesome.
It's going to be so great.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Justin.
You bet.